Most of us eat every day, some of us too much, because yesterday's food is not enough to supply energy for today's needs. Why then do some of us expect yesterday's portion of heavenly manna, the Word of God, to keep us through today's challenges? On this program, we are going to change all of that. Let's experience God's words today and receive the power we need to live healthy, vibrant lives. Welcome to Your Daily Portion with your host, author, speaker, L. David Harris.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Sunday, February 12, 2023. Hello, my name is L. David Harris. I am your host, and this is Your Daily Portion, where we give you God's Word every single day. And today is no exception. We are continuing in our lesson study series, Managing for the Master Till He Comes. Our caption for today is The Life and Ministry of Jesus. Yes, we will get into that in just a moment. But first, I'd like to say welcome to you and ask you to please go over to yourdailyportion.com. Join our online community where we ask questions, give answers surrounding the Bible study. It's not me talking to you. I've already done that by the time these 10 minutes are over. Now it's for us to interact and have our questions answered and other interactions related to that. And if you need to invite me to wherever you are in the world so that we can build together in a workshop or otherwise, yourdailyportion.com, and then we can connect in that way. Let's go ahead and pray, and then we will get underway. Father in heaven, thank you for the privilege you have given us to open up your word again. Father, please give us your understanding. Give us your Holy Spirit. Please help us to live according to the model that Jesus lived in front of us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen again. Isn't it wonderful when people give clear directions? Isn't it even more wonderful if people empower you to carry out those particular instructions? Have you ever had a boss that just told you to get stuff done and you didn't really know what the stuff was? And then you're like, okay, well, what am I supposed to do next? And then you are coming up on your performance evaluation and you are marked down for something. And you're like, well, I didn't even know what you were talking about. And it really wasn't your fault. But you can't tell the boss it's not your fault. Or maybe you can. I don't know. Well, in the case of Christianity, living our lives after Christ, Jesus actually modeled what life should look like. You understand that? He actually modeled how our lives should look, and he didn't stop there. He also gave us power through the Holy Spirit. He breathes upon us, gives us his Holy Spirit so that we can actually do what we see him do, and that's the blessing. What would Jesus do? What did Jesus do? And by the way, now we can do as well. I remember an elder said to me as I was a young elder many years ago, he said, Dave, what when a person is not submitted to God, then Jesus is their savior. Okay, well, that sounds simple enough. Well, what about others? Like, but if a person is surrendered to God, if a person has or is experiencing the new birth, then Jesus is their example along with Savior. You see, the person who is not yet submitted to God can't actually do what Jesus did. But as we surrender our will to him, then we can actually do what he has shown us. Okay, now we have the power. So the life and ministry of Jesus Christ. We're going now to the book of Isaiah, prophetically, the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verses 1 and 2, and then we'll run forward into the New Testament. The Bible reads in Isaiah chapter 61, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn." This is in the prophetic text, Isaiah chapter 61. Now, Jesus actually fulfilled this, as we read in Luke chapter 4, beginning at verse 16, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. Can I just pause right here for a moment with the little time we have left? Brothers and sisters, often when we use Bible verses to prove something, we miss the rest of the story. So yes, we know that Jesus Christ had a custom like everybody else in his religion, his culture, if you want to say, in the Hebrew culture, right, to keep the Sabbath. And so it is true that Jesus did not change the Sabbath. Got it. But if that's all that we got out of the text, when that wasn't even a text to teach us about Sabbath, it was a foregone conclusion to those individuals. Sabbath was to be kept, the holy seventh day. Ah, but wait a minute. What is the message of the text, though? Verse 17, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I think we've heard this before, because he hath anointed me. Wait a minute. Okay, keep going. To preach the gospel. Wait a minute. The gospel? Preach good tidings, the Old Testament said. Preach the gospel. Oh, I think Jesus is saying something. Okay, to preach the gospel. To preach the gospel to the poor, he hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives. It sounds like he's reading. Well, what else is happening? And recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Do you realize that then Jesus said, it is today, on this Sabbath, as I am standing before you, brothers and sisters, that the text here, the prophecy here, is fulfilled in your ears. As he is preaching, as he is saying, I'm going to deliver you. I am going to heal you. I am going to save you if you will surrender your will to me. He is saying that the prophecy is being fulfilled right here, right now. Jesus is Messiah, and he came to save his people from their sins. Aren't you glad that the story is not just about proving what is obvious already, that the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord our God? That is a foregone conclusion. I know people are confused about it, but that is clear in Scripture. But guess what is not as apparent to some people? How they're going to stop smoking. How they're going to stop abusing their spouses, God forbid. How they're going to stop being bound to pornographic material. How they are going to overcome the road rage that seems to just come over them when somebody throws a middle finger at them or does something else in the road while they are trying just to go to work to make an honest living. Sometimes it's not as apparent how they can overcome watching those espionage movies and dark movies about dead folks coming back and supposedly talking to us, right? How can I overcome my doubts when my money is not as long as my month? How can I overcome the challenge of feeling abandoned when my mom, my dad, my spouse, my friends, and other loved ones seem not to love me anymore? How do I overcome those things? And Jesus is saying that in your ears, I am coming to deliver the captives. I am coming to break the bond of the devil over your life. I am going to preach this gospel that God loves people more than anything, and that love is empowering so that I can actually make you holy and give you the strength that you need to get through this life. The life and ministry of Jesus was all about people, delivering people from that which they could not without him, and showing the love of God our Father. God loves people more than anything. And let me just say, the people had a problem with him sometimes that did not love him, but those who do love him are delivered just like he said he would do.
Thanks for joining us, listening friends. Always remember, we cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. This has been your Daily Portion with L. David Harris. Make it a great day.